morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Orlando at the Shaw Flooring Network meeting, and I'm with Sheldon and Julie Yoder with Yoder and Company in Columbus, Ohio. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Doing great.
So you guys are part of the Shaw Flooring Dealer Advisory Group. You've been in business for 9 years. Tell us a little bit about your history.
Yes, we didn't come from flooring. I worked for a general contractor in construction from high school till about 12 years ago. And we decided we wanted to own a business, and so we started to try and find what that looks like. I was familiar with construction and materials and subcontractors and crews and pricing and all that stuff. So we just assumed that flooring was a similar to construction because it's just a small piece of a construction project. So we started looking for something to buy, and we actually found a store called Budget Carpet and Flooring that they were selling. The owner wanted to retire, and so he had listed it with a broker. And so we contacted the broker who was selling the building and had conversations with them. And we bought flooring store without knowing much about flooring.
And one of the key points of this, Julie, is that you wanted to be in business together, right?
That's correct. Yes, I didn't know a whole lot about construction or any of the things he mentioned, but I knew that I wanted to do something together and you know, have something that we could work in even as a family.
A key part of this story is that you got some help on the financing to get into the business, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, at the time we did this, we didn't have a lot of money. So the banks gave us a little bit of money, but it was a small percent of what we needed. And so most of our funding was private funding, the biggest portion of which was somebody found out about it that we wanted to do something and actually approached us and offered us financing just as a way to help us get started. And so, yeah, it was almost all, most of it was private funding.
Now, this store location in Columbus, where is it in the kind of the Beltway? If you, because I kind of know a picture, it's a big circle around Columbus. Where are you, on the west side?
No, we are in the middle of the circle, north of downtown, toward the top of the circle.
All right, so you changed the name because you figured out early on that Budget Carpet and Flooring didn't really position. You wanted to sell middle to upper price points, right?
That's correct. You know, our business model is to give the consumer a great experience. Our business model is to hire great people and pay them well. And you can't do that being the cheapest person in town. So we wanted to find the consumer that values craftsmanship, that values service. That doesn't work with the name Budget Carpet very well.
And you came up with the idea to just use your last name, right?
We didn't just come up with the idea. There was a lot of wrestling and those kinds of things. We focused first on what our values are, and now how can we communicate our values in a name? And that can be a difficult thing. We had a lot of help and a lot of ideas thrown around, and it just feels really right, and it's worked out really well for us.
You were telling me at dinner the other night that on installation, on the hard surface side, you use your own employees, and on carpet you use arm's length installers.
That is correct. On the hard surface side, it's all in-house W-2 employees that do the work for us. It's an unusual model in the industry, but for us it's been a great experience. We get great results, consumers love it, and it's been a really good thing for us.
And so since you've changed your name, you told me it was 40% growth, is that right?
In that range, yes. Which is a little misleading because the same period last year was pretty bad, so it sounds better than what it was. But yes, it's been a good thing for us.
So how did you get connected with Shaw through all this process?
You know, early on when we started, we didn't do much with Shaw, and we started doing more and more with Shaw just as the relationship grew. We do the Costco program in Columbus, Ohio, and that's a Shaw exclusive, so that obviously raised the footprint of Shaw in our store a lot. And then as we just got into business more, we realized that Shaw just does things different, and from a strategic partner, they're the best partner out there when it comes to a manufacturer. They just the respect and the integrity and the loyalty and the service that we get from Shaw, it's just kind of grown as we've learned to know each other.
And from what I understand, they've kind of adopted you. I mean, they helped you connect with an ad agency to develop the logo, and they've come in and helped you merchandise your store, and they've helped you train your people. And now you've got 20 people that work for you, right?
That's correct, yeah. They're just a great resource, and they've become, like, great partners, even friends. And so we were able to just they really encouraged us, yeah, do the name change. And then, hey, by the way, here's some resources. And BDF funds can be used for some of this. And so a great partner in White Label is who we have used. That's been very helpful.
You saw the video at the opening of this event this morning talking about what flooring retailers do for their customers and for homes. Do you all have that same warm feeling for the way you change your customers' lives by enhancing their interiors?
That is, I love the idea that I'm actually helping somebody find a solution to something, and then how drastically it is going to change how their home looks, how it feels, and it's just exciting to be able to do that for people.
How do y'all divvy up the responsibilities of running this business?
The way we've divvied up sort of this whole thing is it's actually been a process. At the beginning, you know, I helped with sales, I helped with bookkeeping, whatever was needed. Now I'm primarily in the office and I do all the bookkeeping. And then we talk about and make all our decisions, our business decisions together.
Do you carry any other products in your store other than Shaw?
We have a few, but they are the dominant one for sure.
How do you promote yourselves to create store traffic?
You know, up until now, we've done very little marketing. It's been all word of mouth. It's all, you know, referral. You know, you go back to the installer we talk about. We get a lot of work just from people saying, I heard you got your own people. And so we haven't traditionally spent a lot of money in advertising. I mean, it's been more word of mouth and just kind of growing organically. We're trying to figure out the marketing piece now, but our growth has been largely organic.
Well, there's 48 classes going on right now. You guys need to get to it, right? I mean, you've got to continue to learn because I can tell you're eager to grow your business, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. As soon as you think you have it figured out, you're probably going to start losing the battle. So you learn from others, you learn from experts, and you always try and get better.
You know what people say about Columbus, Ohio is that it's an intense marketplace. You have a lot of competition there, right?
We do. There's obviously some very large dealers in the area, but it's a big city. It's a lot of people. There's enough business for everybody and to find their niche, and that's kind of what we've done.
All right, guys, thanks for spending time with my listeners and sharing your story. Again, been talking to Sheldon and Julie Yoder from Yoder & Company in Columbus, Ohio, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.